Hey there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's great to be back here with you this week on Blog Talk Radio. I'm a little late getting the program done today. Had a lot of things going on around the house, and I just got back from Mobile, Alabama, where I was speaking. But this is such an important show. As you know, each week on the program, what we do is look at the Sunday Mass readings. This Gospel today, when I took a look at the Gospel, I knew that I had to talk about this. So even though I'm late, there is no way that I'm going to skip this show. You probably know that my specialty, the thing I'm most known for, is anxiety, overcoming worry. How do we overcome worry in our lives with the help of Jesus? That's what the Gospel is about today. So we certainly need to talk about it. I'm glad you're with me on the program. And do me a favor, if you would, let me know if you happen to be a listener to the show, especially the weekly show we do here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me know, send me a quick email, gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know if that, number one, that you're listening, and number two, if you enjoy the show. This show, sometimes, it's a difficult one to do because I do my daily show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, I do my morning show, and when you factor in my traveling and the other radio that I do, it gets a little tricky, but I want to continue this show. And I'm thinking of maybe doing a little bit of an expansion for Lent, which is next week. I'm not really sure. I want you to let me know, though. Do you like the show? Let me know. I can generally see the numbers of how many people listen to it, but I would love to hear from you. So shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com and let me know if you like the program, what you like the best about it, what you would like to see me do with it. Would you like to see it expand to more than once a week? Ultimately, that's my goal. But lately, it's been really tough to do it any more than once a week. But I'm not ruling anything out because I love this show. This show is different than my morning program because I really get to spend more time talking about the Mass readings. So I would invite you to let me know what you think of the show and where we should go from here. Okay, does that sound good? Gary@followingthetruth.com. I always have to put in my pitch for donations. If you've donated to keep this show going and to help my ministry continue, thank you. If you're able to do so and you haven't done it and you like my work, it would really help me if you could do that. How do you do it? You go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can donate securely online through PayPal. And of course, don't forget the Amazon link on my website as well as the Mystic Monk Coffee link. If you're a coffee drinker, if you would consider ordering some Mystic Monk coffee from my website, that would help me as well. And anything you order from Amazon, if you would just use that link that you can find on followingthetruth.com, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but yet it helps me tremendously. So again, that's followingthetruth.com. And I thank you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your kind words. I thank you for being with me for so many years. It's really, this show has grown. And my, when I first started this, I was doing maybe once, twice a week. I didn't expect for it to expand, and that was like, I think I did 15-minute shows back in the day. I eventually went to 5 days a week, cut back to half an hour, and now I'm doing once a week, but this is an important show to me because we're going to look at the Sunday Mass reading. So again, thank you for your support through the years. Let's say a quick prayer before we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us a new day. Thank you for the gift of sacred scripture. We know that when we read from the Bible, that you speak directly to us. So, Father, we ask you to help us, send your Holy Spirit to help us to be able to understand the message that you have for us today. Please bless us and our families and those around us. Help us stay close to you. Help us always be able to do your will in all circumstances. Help us be able to proclaim our faith boldly, even when it's difficult. Even when we might be met with resistance. Father, we ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations and also to put an end to abortion. We ask you, Father, to help those who are anxious, help those who are lonely, help those who are dealing with doubt or despair, maybe even religious persecution. We ask you to help them, to strengthen them, and to help us with our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimak, and we do this show once a week on Blog Talk Radio. Just a reminder, you can also catch the show on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. So whatever's convenient for you, just look for it, the Gary Zimak Show on TuneIn Radio or iTunes. It's going to be free of charge wherever you go. The reason it's free of charge is because you are helping to support and to fund this show. That's huge. So thank you for doing that. And let your friends know if you think this show would benefit somebody else. Please let them know. So today we are looking at the Mass readings from the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, here's what's going to happen. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So we are about to enter into the Lenten season. We're going to be leaving Ordinary Time in a few days. We'll head into Lent, and then we'll progress through Lent for several weeks, and then we'll have Easter, and then we'll go into the Easter season. But this is great. The way the church helps us is really fantastic. The church helps us to really walk through the Bible. That's what's happening here. And she's guiding us down a certain path. And this is great because otherwise, you know what would happen? We would all have our favorite Bible readings, and we're just going to keep reading the same thing. But if we want to have this dynamic dialogue with the Lord, which we do when we read Sacred Scripture, certainly that is available. That opportunity exists. If we want it to be a real and legitimate dynamic dialogue, we need to not just look at the same passages over and over and over again. We need to look at different things. And this is why the church can help us. So today, we focus on the Mass readings from the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading, this is a very short one. This is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 49, verses 14 and 15. So this is a very small reading. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." That's a message for you tonight. If you're listening, chances are you are struggling with something. We all have our own issues. I've got things going on in my life right now. I'm sure you have something in your life. And maybe even if you don't have it right now, either you have had something pretty serious in the past or you will have it in the very near future. What's the big temptation that we all sometimes fall victim to? We think God's forgotten us or he's not there. We think we're in it by ourselves. We think we're all alone. This passage right here is telling us that we're never alone, that he will never forget us. This is the type of passage that you should maybe bookmark and read frequently so that when you're feeling forgotten, when you're feeling like the Lord's deserted you, you read it again. And what he does is he reminds you that he hasn't forgotten you. And now here's what I want to do. I want to read it again. And I want you to just picture the Lord speaking these words directly to you. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." Did you ever say that? Did you ever feel that? Maybe you're feeling it right now. Just pause. "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." Now here's your answer, the inspired word of God. These are God's words to you. "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. I will never forget you." These are the words of the Lord to you. Now, if you feel forgotten, reread this and let him speak these words directly to you. "I will never forget you." When you lose your job, when you get a serious illness, when somebody in your family dies suddenly, when you don't know how you're going to make the mortgage payment, when you have no friends and you feel lonely, "I will never forget you." It's pretty cool, isn't it? That's a great message. He will never forget us, even if it feels like it. Remember, feelings are misleading. Don't let your feelings get in the way of your relationship with the Lord. Sometimes they're misleading. They're just that. They're feelings. So remember, He will never forget you. Psalm 62, which is the responsorial psalm, gives us something that we can do, especially if we're struggling, especially if you're going through a problem right now. And I've got a little bit of craziness going on in my life at the moment. And as I'm looking at this, this makes me feel really good. From Psalm 62, rest in God alone, my soul. Rest. It's a good word, isn't it? Rest in God alone, my soul. Only in God is my soul at rest. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Only in God be at rest my soul. For from Him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. With God is my safety and my glory. He is the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before Him. Only in God is my soul at rest. From Him comes my salvation. It does. If we're going to make it to heaven, we're not getting there on our own. We're not getting there because we worked really hard. We're not getting there because we have a lot of money or we were successful in life. We're not getting there because everybody liked us and we were wonderful and we're thought highly of by so many people. We're getting there because of the Lord. That's why we're getting to heaven. Now, yeah, we have to do something. We have to cooperate with the grace that He gives us, but He's giving us the grace to get to heaven. It's important to remember that we will not get there on our own. He's our rock and our salvation. My stronghold, I shall not be disturbed at all. Do you let yourself get disturbed sometime? I would ask you this. What are the things that let you get disturbed? I was thinking about this the other night. In fact, I was having a conversation with somebody about this very topic. Do you realize that the things, and when I speak about anxiety and overcoming it, this is one of the things that always comes up. Do you realize that the things that stress us out the most are the temporary material things, for the most part, that are happening in this life? Things that are not going to last forever, problems that seem insurmountable, problems that very much affect us. These problems, they're temporary, and they will pass. They'll pass one day. So why is it, and again, I'm not telling you this is easy, because this is not easy. This can be really challenging, but it can be done. The first thing we need to do is become aware of it. Why is it that these problems, these temporal, material things that get in our way, why is it that they cause us so much distress? And what's the most important problem or need that you have in your life? It's the need to get to heaven. It might not feel like it, but it is. If you don't make it there, and remember, you can't do it on your own, but if you don't make it there, your whole life was a failure, and you'll spend eternity in hell. That's the two choices you have, heaven or hell, ultimately. Purgatory is temporary. If you're in purgatory, if you're being purified, you're on your way to heaven. But ultimately, you will end up in one of two places for all eternity, heaven or hell. Why is it that we don't spend more time focusing on that? This is something that has been affecting me lately that I've been really thinking about. I feel the Holy Spirit's been placing this on my heart. The need to get better, to become a holier and better person, to live in a way that would please the Lord. That's what's important. And I have a lot of distractions right now that are competing for my attention. But if He really is our salvation, if He's our rock, rock meaning unmoving, unchangeable. The Lord is a rock. He does not change. Why are we disturbed? And the psalm goes on to say, only in God be at rest my soul, for from Him comes my hope. Your hope comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from having a lot of money in the bank or a really good job, even though sometimes we all wish for that, don't we? We wish for that security of having enough money so that we could store it up in the bank and not have to worry about what we will do tomorrow. And I'm not even talking about paying this month's bills. I'm talking about feeling secure because we have extra money in the bank. And I'm not saying don't save your money, but what I am saying is take a look at where you place your security. Is it in the Lord, who provides for us? Ultimately, everything we get comes from the Lord. Or is it in the money you have in the bank? That's challenging. Again, these are not easy messages. I really understand that. But my job here is to stretch you a little bit, right? And stretch myself too, because as I'm reading these scripture readings today, I feel the Holy Spirit moving my heart a little bit. A lot, actually, because these are powerful readings. With God is my safety and my glory. Our ultimate security comes from God. He is the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Now, here's a very challenging message for each of us. Trust in Him at all times, O my people. Trust in the Lord at all times. Do you do that? Sometimes, until a big problem comes, right? I mean, that's what we do. Oh, Lord, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Yes. Oh, no, I've got a problem. Help, I'm in trouble. We don't trust. And that's very human. That's a common problem. We can work on that. How can we work on that? We can get closer to Him. We can try to get to know Him better. We can ask Him to help us to not worry so much and to be able to trust in Him. We can admit that we don't trust Him. That's a hard one, to say, Lord, I don't trust you as much as I should. But let's face it, He knows everything, so He already knows that. We're not telling Him something new. But that can help us to grow closer to Him, to have a better relationship with Him, because we're being open and honest. So why don't you try that tonight? If you are struggling to trust, ask Him to help you and admit, Lord, I don't trust you as much as I should. And tell Him that you really want to trust Him. Can you imagine how good it would be to trust Him at all times? So that whatever happens in your life, you're not going to freak out, you're not going to worry, because you know that the Lord's got it covered. The second reading, and see, I told you these readings are good. We didn't even get to the gospel yet, but they're great readings this week. The second reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is of course required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. It doesn't concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes, for He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. St. Paul, this is very interesting. Now, the way it generally works is the gospel drives the Sunday Mass readings. So the gospel progresses sequentially. Now, today we're going to hear from Matthew. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount. And along with the gospel, the church will choose a first reading and a psalm that really tie in with the gospel. That's what drives the Sunday Mass readings. Now, the second reading also moves sequentially, and it's not chosen specifically to match the gospel. So the gospel and the second reading progress in a sequential manner. It just goes in order, depending on where we are, what reading we are in. Sometimes it's a little trickier to work in the second reading, because it's not picked specifically to match the gospel, the first reading, and the psalm. A lot of times, if you're not sure what the theme is for the Sunday Mass readings, read the psalm, because the psalm is often used to tie the first reading of the gospel together. But if you look at the second reading, and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you a little bit, you can generally find something that ties it together. Now, Paul talks about in this letter that he is a servant of Christ. So when we are a servant of Christ, what do? We're serving him. We're not leading him, right? We are his servant. And therefore, it would only make sense that we would go to him and say, Lord, how can I serve you? Not, Lord, here's how I am going to serve you. And we do that sometimes. We tell him how we're going to serve him. But if I'm really his servant, as Paul is telling us we should be, it's good to ask him, Lord, how can I serve you? He's talking about it's important that the steward be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I shall be judged by you or any human tribunal. Paul is saying, look, as long as I'm doing what God wants me to do, I don't really care what you think of me. It's something for us all to think about. Ultimately, everything we do in life, we've got to one day stand before God and be judged based on how we lived our lives. We're not going to be standing amongst our friends or our bosses or our children or our spouses or the people we run into in the grocery store. They're not going to be there judging us. The Lord will be there judging us, and he's going to judge us based upon how we live our life. Now, I'm not saying ignore everybody in the world, because sometimes we can do something that can cause scandal. We have to be a little careful about that. We want to behave in such a way in our lives that we're a good example to others. We want to be a witness to let people see our light shining in the darkness, and then they would want to imitate us. So again, I'm not saying ignore other people, but ultimately we're serving the Lord. And if serving the Lord causes people to get mad at us, then so be it. It has to happen that way sometimes. Paul is saying, the one who judges me is the Lord. So he's very aware that he will be judged by the Lord one day. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and manifest the motives of our hearts. Sometimes we're going to be misjudged. Sometimes people will say, oh, you're trying to be yourself righteous. You're a goody two-shoes. You don't really believe what you're preaching. You're not practicing what you're preaching. But they can't judge our hearts. Only God can do that. So what I would say to you is don't be deterred by people. And here's a way that, to me, this is where I think the Holy Spirit's taking me, how I could tie these readings in. We're going to read the gospel in a minute. But it's all about trusting in the Lord, right? It's about trusting in his providence and not worrying about tomorrow. You're going to run into people who will tell you you're being foolish to do that. This second reading reminds us we're going to be judged by the Lord one day. I listen to Jesus. I follow him. I'm not a disciple of the people around me. And that's important, because sometimes when you try to practice your faith and show that you trust in the Lord's providence in your life, and you're not worried about something, people will get mad at you and say, what are you kidding? You should worry. But Jesus is really clear when he tells us not to worry. He's not saying don't ever be concerned about your problems and do something about them. No, he's just saying don't worry. And if you have that position, if you take that position, sometimes you'll be criticized. That's okay. Ultimately, we work please the Lord. The gospel is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. Excuse me. Jesus said to his disciples, no one could serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. It's really clear. I love that message. As I was reading it, I really felt the Lord speaking to me with that. I've heard this before. Most of us have. But we need to hear it again. What Jesus is saying, what he's not saying, is don't prepare. Don't do what you can. Don't go out and try to earn a living. He's not saying don't just sit on your rear end and do nothing. That's implied that you're going to try to do what you can. But what he's saying is don't worry. Don't worry. And this is where we get into trouble. We try sometimes to control the uncontrollable, things that are beyond our control. We want to control those things. And that's why we worry. Because if we could control them, we would. But there are a lot of things in life. I just came back from a trip and I did some flying on a plane to go to Alabama. There are a lot of things when you travel, you realize there are a lot of things out of your control. I can't make that pilot fly the plane safely. But yet I can accept his expertise. I can get on that plane and trust that he knows what he's doing. But when it comes to God, on the other hand, what do? I question him. I question him over and over again. Lord, I don't know about this. And I begin to panic and I think, oh no, what if I never get better? What if my illness never goes away? What if I continue to have to eat into my savings because I can't find work? What am I going to do? And we play the what-if game instead of just focusing on today. And again, remember, I am not saying don't save money, don't prepare for the future. I'm not saying that. Neither is Jesus. But what I'm saying is we shouldn't let our mind run wild and think about things that might happen. Well, how do we control that? That's easy for Gary to say, but how do we control it? Well, one of the ways is to spend time with the Lord, to spend time by reading his word in sacred scripture, by spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, by maybe going to an extra daily mass during the week, by praying, by going to confession. These are ways that we can get to know the Lord better, grow closer to him. And when we do that, what happens is we begin to feel more peaceful. And it's a gradual process. This doesn't happen overnight. But the more time you spend with Jesus, when you start to freak out, open your Bible to this gospel passage, Matthew chapter 6. Read the words of the Lord. Let these words really sink in. Remember that first reading from Isaiah. Even though a mother can forget her child, I will never forget you. In other words, the Lord knows you have needs. He's not going to forget you. Remember that. Well, we are just about out of time. Weren't they great readings? I love these readings, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me today on a Blog Talk Radio. Please remember, let me know what you think about the show, Gary@followingthetruth.com. And remember, the donations, very important in order to keep my work going. I'm trying to decide what we should do for Lent. If you get a chance, check out the morning show that I do, Spirit in the Morning. You can find out more at spiritinthemorning.com. The podcasts are up there. You can find all about it. And you can listen live at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. HolySpiritRadio.org is the place to go. It also streams live on TuneIn Radio. So we can do both. You're able to listen to that show, and I'm going to continue to bring you this show. Have a wonderful weekend. And, of course, if you have any needs, Gary@followingthetruth.com. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, don't worry.